Those with a healing heart, we've lost a great one, a true friend to the show of mine, of many people who's helped to heal many thousands, has impacted hundreds of thousands and millions around the world. Our good friend Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez has passed away suddenly, unexpectedly, last night in his home. They suspect a heart issue that took him from us all. I know he's in a better place, but my goodness, the heart hurts here. And we're going to open it right now without waiting at all with another gifted healer. I treasure her as well. A partner in the medical practice and just an extraordinary healer herself. Dr. Linda Isaacs, thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, with a heavy heart, I mean, I love you so dearly as well, and I want to thank you for being here to relate the news and share some stories, perhaps.
Oh, well, I wish I was here for any other reason than this.
You and me both. You and me both. This was so shocking, so sudden. I talked with him last week when I was in Arizona. We had planned actually to have him on the show this week, and he looked forward. He was excited every time we got together. It was just such a great joy. And, you know, this man, as serious as he was as a healer, as a scientist, as someone, a researcher, would go to the ends of the earth to help people and his patients. You know, to have him gone so soon, so suddenly, it's just beyond words.
Yeah, it really is. I spoke with him yesterday. He sounded fine. We don't really know what happened for sure, but mm-hmm. but his wife found him unresponsive, and they weren't able to resuscitate him, and so he's gone. It's hard to believe. It's like imagining that the north wind stopped blowing or the tide didn't come in anymore. He was such a force of nature.
Oh, just extraordinary. And what he withstood, the assaults, the attacks against him and impugning him just for standing up and doing something out of the box, so-called medical box, to do what is right. And, of course, when I first met him many years ago in New York at a medical conference, of just immediate affinity, I had a similar experience to the mentoring that he received from Dr. Kelly, from my own homeopathic mentor. And just, I could see in him the integrity of doing the right thing for the right reasons, and that's so rare in our world today. As much as I'd like to see, it's commonplace.
Yeah, he was a man of enormous integrity, and you know, he many years ago, back when he was a medical student, he encountered the work of William Donald Kelly, who had, documented cases of people that had done fabulously well with diagnosis that should have killed them, and he didn't turn his back on it. He followed up on it. He, put together his book while he was a medical intern, and having done a medical internship myself, I know how difficult it is, and yet he managed to get a major research project done at the same time just because he was so, dedicated to the truth wherever it took him. He accomplished many, many great things in his life. I'm still in shock. I first met him when he was when I was a medical student, and he was that mm-hmm. medical intern. And his passion for what he was learning with Dr. Kelly was very inspiring. I read about the cases at that time and knew that there was somebody. This was something that needed to be followed up on. And one way or another, I've been working with him since 1985. This is like a huge chunk of my life that has passed on. My goal was to try to pick up that torch as best I can, but it's an overwhelming loss. It really is.
Well, I, for one, am so grateful that you have stood by his side and worked with him and helped so many as well all of these years. And it's a great gift, that you have given to him as well, of course, that he's given to us all with the knowledge that he has shared. And, that work, I feel, obviously must continue. This is not a time to even think of work at the same time. We're here well, to honor and mourn a bit today. It's a heavy heart, of course.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, he was always learning. I know he came on your show many times to share about different things that he was reading and studying. always trying to find new ways to help his patients, always very passionate about medicine and about just doing what he could for people.
Yeah, and I wanted, my heart so goes out to his wife. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing woman who's been with him for so long, Mary Beth. You know, we loved your husband, of course, in a different way than you did, but in many ways I know you appreciate, as much as he has been vilified by those in the mainstream press and mainstream medicine, he is equally, if not more, loved, respected, appreciated all of the years. Of all the guests that I've had, no one has had been requested more frequently. Let's hear from Dr. Nick again. When is Dr. Nick coming back on this show? And the love that he shared for the passion in the healing was equaled by his ability to talk about anything, anything. We would talk politics, economics. I mean, just silly stuff too. We laugh. And again, it was a testament to the roundedness, as much as he was so passionate and focused on that healing, that there was this really great man who was like a child in so many ways, in all the positive ways, that loved life, in my experience with him, that just enjoyed being able to talk and discuss and entertain and educate and inform. And, you know, this is not about, you know, I've lost a friend, but my goodness, a husband in the case of Mary Beth and a colleague and so many family and people are hurting right now. And I just want to send all the vitamin L that I have out to all of you and the healing that only time can bring, but the legacy and you know, the work of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez will not go away.
Well, it's not going to go away if I can do anything to prevent it. And, you know, I'm here to try to take care of his patients. And, you know, he was working on a book that I will need to pick up the torch on as well. Of course, you know, the things that he had already done are still available, but I must admit, I just feel like I'm babbling here because I am just in shock. I really am.
Well, I would ask everyone to say a prayer for you, Dr. Linda Isaacs, because of the work that you've done together with Dr. Nick, and it continues. You're here still, and in legacy and dedication to all of that work and that you have done together, there are many people that are still in need. As you know, you have dedicated your life to help others, but the support that you will need as well to continue forward, to assist in any way, shape, or form, all of the things that are still, you know, here to do.
Right. I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm perhaps not at my best, but I keep expecting him to walk in the door. It's just hard to be here.
Yes. No, believe me, I understand.